Sebastian Aho had another great year for the Carolina Hurricanes. I believe he was named the team's most valuable player. I don't know how many times he's won that award. Probably not enough. And he joins us on the Adam Gold Show. First of all, how are you? Are you all right?
Yeah, I mean, I've been better, obviously. Still stings and kind of still a lot of emotions to go in when you think back what happened. But yeah, other than that, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. You were fun to watch this year. The team was fun to watch. The playoff run was great. I know it doesn't get easier, but what makes this year maybe different from last year and how it ended?
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone saw it. We were right there. We were, you know, had a really good chance to, you know, go all the way and win it all. And I'm not saying we didn't have a chance last year, but I guess it just felt different this year. It felt different in the room. I mean, I'm sure all the fans and other people noticed it too, that we, you know, we really had a good chance. And it's just stings that we didn't get it done.
Sebastian Aho is with us here on the Adam Gold Show. So when you think back on why, I mean, Rod is right. I mean, every single one of those games against Florida could have gone the other way. All of them. When you think back on why it didn't, do you have an explanation for it? Is there something you can point to as to why the whatever the break or whatnot went to Florida each of the four games?
It's just crazy to think that it was four games in a row. I'm still not saying, you know, I always think the better team wins in the best of, you know, seven series. But it was a weird one for sure. I mean, they had a hot goalie. So did we, by the way. We had a great goaltending all playoffs, which is, you know, they did their job. Obviously, their goalie just, I don't know, he played unreal. And having said that, we couldn't, you know, score enough goals to win those games. And sometimes hockey goes like that. They took a lot of momentum probably on those first OT win and second OT win. I think it just went their way.
I talked to you, I think, before the series. I didn't talk to you after the four overtime epic of game one. How did you feel coming out of that game?
Well, obviously, probably everyone's pretty gassed. And it, you know, it hurts to lose a game like that because, you know, you're in that game for forever. And, you know, you like to win those ones for sure. You like to win any game, but that one for sure. But physically I felt fine. I mean, obviously you're a little bit more tired next morning because, you know, it ended like 2 a.m. the game. So sleep was a little short, but I recovered pretty well. It wasn't that lost us this series at all.
You played over 45 minutes. But I think everybody by the end of it looked a little bit slower. But can you think back on that game and go, at least I played in it, or do you not want to think back on that game?
Well, either way, I think we all going to remember that game for a long time. I mean, it doesn't happen too often, the fourth OT and all that. But, yeah, it was a crazy one. And definitely played enough in that one.
I mean, you're going to be 26, by the way. I know I'm not going to speak to you on your birthday, but happy birthday in July. You're going to be 26 years old, and now this is the fifth time in a row. The road has ended in the playoffs, and what you guys have accomplished as a group, as a team, is outstanding. It's unprecedented in this this franchise's history. What is the next step for you as a player and this team as a unit? What is the area where you want to get better?
No, it's just simple. The whole group's mindset is to win it all, and individually, anything I can do to help the team win. It's just, you know, of course I like score goals, I like scoring points, whatever. But it doesn't really matter. It's the team stuff that, you know, the whole team, mindset is there that the only next step and the only step we want to take is win it all. And to me, I don't, personal stuff, it doesn't really matter.
Even if the personal stuff leads to team stuff, though, as you already said, you want to score goals. Did you feel targeted in this series? Did you feel like Florida was physically going after you, going out of their way to get to you in those ways?
No, I don't know. I mean, they're a physical team for sure. And I don't think I was, obviously they play physical on me, but I think they play physical on anyone else too. So I don't think it was, people, they know who they're out against, and obviously there's probably, you know, they try to shut me down, whatever, but I don't think it was, too much of a targeting to me.
Let me ask you one quick question about a teammate of yours who I thought took a lot of strides, even though his offense wasn't as good this year as it was last year. How much did Seth Jarvis grow as a player this year in the way he approached the game?
He took a big step, especially this postseason. I mean, I was really, I liked a lot his game, he's a good kid. He when you talk to him, when you tell him something, he listens and he learns, which is, I think it's a skill. He's very, coachable.
Mm-hmm.
And he works his tail off every single night, which is, you can't ask a lot more than that. So, I really enjoyed playing with him.
It's funny. You called him a good kid. You're 26. You will
right.
be 26.
Yeah.
The last time I talked to Seth, I asked him about, because my favorite Sebastian Aho, as I use, in the second person here, my favorite, I like to watch you when you get agitated on the ice, when you get angry at your opponent. It's my favorite way to watch you play. And I asked him about that, and he goes, yes, except when he's yelling at me. So do you yell at Seth a lot?
I try not to, but sometimes, emotion, we all there to – win, and sometimes it's necessary to yell, and I'm not yelling because I just try to maybe sometimes it's for me, I need to wake up, so get the line going and try to bring some energy. And sometimes yelling, obviously you rather not yell and everything goes your way, but it's hockey, sometimes it's not going your way, and you need to, do something different.
Take out your frustrations on the kid. I appreciate that. Did Seth ever yell at you?
I don't, not yet. Anyway, I think he might be coming. I don't think he might be a little different than me. He's, I haven't seen it that in him yet, but I wouldn't be surprised it would become next year.
Two more things and I'll let you go, Sebastian. I appreciate your time. Are you somebody who will watch the Stanley Cup Finals? I know you got, I'm sure, I don't know if you have friends who play for Dallas or Vegas on the other side, or if you've got any friends that play. I know A2 Lustarine and played here for a few months, but will you watch the Western Finals and then the Stanley Cup Finals, or are you done with it for now?
When you're in it, I love watching it. I think it's so the playoff hockey is so, you know, nice to watch. It's so intense and lots can happen and all that stuff. But yeah, it definitely hurts. It's not the easiest thing to watch, but I'm still aware. I'm not saying I'm going to watch every game and all that, but I'm definitely, you know, aware of what's happening in the West and in the Cup final.
Do you want Florida to win?
I don't really. No, I don't really. You know, care. If it's not us, I don't. Yeah.
you don't care. So when do you head back to Finland? I imagine it's the next day or two.
No, actually, I'm not. I haven't. Actually, me and my girlfriend, we still figured out maybe hang out for a week or so here. So we'll figure it out.
Yeah, don't leave until it gets really ridiculously hot. Take advantage of nice weather here. And finally, I really have to say that I was very impressed, and even my wife mentioned it, that she loved your playoff beard. It so much better. That's the biggest improvement you've made. In the 5 years of the playoff run. I remember in year one, I said, nice playoff beard, and you looked at me like, no, it's not. It's terrible. Well done.
Yeah, well, I think it was still terrible. And, yeah, it's but at least it was better than 5 years ago. You're right.
Yeah, but you were this close. One more round, it would have looked like Brent Burns.
Right? I agree.
Hey, thank you very much. I appreciate your time. Have a great off season. And we'll catch up with you when you get back to town after the summer.
All right. Thanks, Adam. Have a great summer.
You too. Sebastian Aho here on the Adam Gold Show.